Y'all ready for some help or not? Would you like to get some help with your relationships? Would you like to be able to have the favor of God in your life and the favor of people, yes or no? Would you like to learn how to make things better in your home or not? Say. Okay? Well, if you'll listen, set up, listen with an open heart. It's the Word of God. It'll change you. And what I did in this series, I was reading and read it many, many times, but sometimes something will just grab me. And so I was doing that in my study, and I was reading about Jesus as a young boy, 12 years old. And he was in the temple, and he was there confounding the doctors, 12 years old, and lawyers, religious people. And they were asking him questions, and he is asking them questions. And anyway, that's about the time his whole family left, and they went back to Nazareth and all that. And they get to traveling, and a day or so later, they realize, where's Jesus? They traveled in big caravans. There was tons of people. So they came back around, and of course, they found Jesus in the temple with those folks, actually having a good time. And his mom and dad had been seeking him, sorrowing, the Bible says. And says from that point on, Jesus went back with his mother and stepdad, went back to Nazareth. Nazareth. By the way, that's where Hezbollah's been bombing Nazareth in the news. Nazareth. These are real places. You're not going to make the Bible untrue. You can't just, it's true. These are real places, real people, really happened. His name is Jesus, okay? God's only son. So anyway, they went back to Nazareth, and for the next all 18 years or so, we don't have anything in the Bible written about Jesus except this. Okay? Here's what it is. He grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and people. And that just grabbed me right there. Favor with God and people. That's what I want. You hear me or not? Say, I want favor with God, but I want favor with the folks. Is that wrong? Well, Jesus did it. Jesus had it. Why can't I have it? Say, well, I ain't Jesus. I know that. But if he grew, I can grow. But I think favor's work. I think it takes work to have favor. Y'all hear me? Y'all seem sleepy. You're not, are you? Maybe it's me every week. Maybe I'm getting sleepy. But anyway, it takes work. So favor takes work. And so what I've done in this series, it's a series on favor. But it's something I don't normally do. I've taken the word favor like a magnifying glass. Here's a favor magnifying glass. And I've laid it over the book of James. And I'm wanting to see, is there favor in that book? 5 chapters? It sure is hard hitting. There sure is a lot of things you could get a lot of help from that little 5-chapter book. A book that was written by the pastor at the church at Jerusalem. That's the church that suffered more maybe than any other church. They were hunted down like dogs. They lost their homes. They were murdered because of their faith in Christ. And he's trying to help these people and teach these people and lead these people. So it's some tough talk in that book. But when people are suffering, you can pat them on the head so long. And you have to get strong. And you have to learn. Hard is hard, but you can make it. You can do it. But he had a bunch of sinners like himself. And so he had to teach them. And that's that book of James. I love that book. So can I look at that book and see favor in there? How can I learn from this and it bring me favor with God and favor with people? Y'all ready? So we've been doing this for a few weeks now. We're going to do it again today. Here we go. Favor. Favor. With God and people. Favor with God and people. So, today's message. Roger just does such a fancy job, doesn't he? Look at him. Favor. Here it is. My sermon today title is My Real Voice. Say that out loud. My real voice. So many Christians, so many so-called Christians, so many church people are fake as a day is long. They don't even know real. The church promotes phony.
You're supposed to do this and do that and act like this. And we have all these things we'll get you to do, and you'll never even find who you are. You're not going to have favor by just doing this and doing that and doing this. I'm not saying favor doesn't take work. It does. But everything in this series, I'm trying to use the word real. I want real favor. I want a real relationship with God. I want real friendship with people. I want to really make a difference in my home and in somebody's life. So, let's look at it. My real voice, okay? The power of words. Tell me you didn't lose it. You don't know what happened? I see it right here. You just keep flipping. I ain't got all week. Go ahead. Is there anything? Do I just need to do it by myself? I'll do it if I have to. I don't give a hoot. I'm good. You ready? Let's just okay. There, look at, can we thank the Lord? Roger's smart. At the Clark house, when something breaks, it's broke. You see what I'm saying? How many like me? When it's broke, it's broke. When it breaks with Roger, he can fix it. Thank the Lord. Here we go. So, message on our voice today. Words. Now, I need your attention. Here we go. Nothing speaks more loudly about our faith than do our what?
Words.
Our words. But I ain't talking this. I'm a Christian. I go to this church. I do this. I give this much money. I ain't talking about them kind of words. I'm talking about words that come out of your mouth. When you're talking to your wife, to your husband, to your children, to your friends, to people at work. Nothing speaks more loudly than about your faith than the words that come out of your mouth. That is your faith. Okay? Your faith ain't words like, well, Jesus said this and Jesus said that. No, your faith is coming from your heart. The Bible says, out of the heart, the mouth what? Speaks. So nothing's going to speak more loudly than your words about your faith. What we say with our mouth, our tongue, is a big deal to who? It's a big deal to who? And to who? Honestly, nothing matters probably more to God, how you speak to Him, but how you speak to others, and certainly people. Certainly people. One of the most important things you'll ever do or learn in life is how to talk to people. Y'all hear me or not? How to talk to people. Okay? It's huge. And it's really the gateway to favor with people. If you don't talk to people right, know how to talk to people. But I got the favorite. No, you ain't. And James wants to help us with this. And we're going to learn about talking today. It's the evidence of what is really, our words, is the evidence of what is really where? Deep down inside of our what? It's the place where real faith abides. And so out of our mouth. And guys, we're not talking about just get all your words right. I can't say this now. The church has lingo, you know. Amen. Bless the Lord. Brother. You've got all kinds of words we use. Which that's okay. I'm a preacher. I use them. I get that. But guys, I'm not trying to teach you a new lingo. Okay? And also, if you're a Southerner and talk like me, then talk like you. I don't know what they'll think if I talk like I'm a Southerner. They don't think you're a Southerner. That's okay. If you talk with a little of this, you don't have to, I got to change me to fit in. That's not what people want. The words you say out of your mouth, if they're seasoned with love and salt, they don't care what the accent sounds like. And God's going to appreciate it, you being you. So my real voice, the power of words, that's what we're talking about. Now we're going to the Bible. This ain't just Gary talking. This is Gary learning. This is one of my favorite books in all the Bible. I was 16 years old and I memorized this book. It isn't because I'm a smart guy. I didn't know I could do it. It was for a contest at our church and we were going to go and compete against another youth group in there. And I was a hellraiser. And I had just gotten saved. And I just like to win. That's all. So I thought, I ain't going to study it. I'll memorize it because I don't know what any of it means. I figure if I memorize it, they ask me a question, maybe I'll know the answer. We end up smoking their tail. Amen? Little did I know, God was taking this book and beating my tail.
This is a tail-beating book right here. And it's great. You'll see why. This is one of them. It's about the mouth, our tongue. And I'm looking at this book differently than I've looked. I've looked at it a bunch of ways. This one is favor. Can I have favor with people by the way I talk? Oh, are you kidding me? That's umaro uno. Let's see what the Bible says. James chapter 3, verse 1. We'll do the chapter this morning. My brethren, be not many masters. That word master isn't somebody that owns slaves. The word master really speaks of master teacher or pastor. Or it could be a person who is in a place of authority that other people are under them and listens to them. Which that takes a lot of us in then. A lot of us are in speaking roles with our children, with our wives. It could be whatever. Positions. So this is huge. So it says, my brethren, be not many masters or teachers or leaders who use their mouth in their leadership, knowing that we will receive the greater condemnation. So that's verse number one. Let's just examine that just a little bit. Here's point number one. Would you say it out loud with me? I'm going to have you help me this morning. Say that with me. Don't desire position just so you can. I've had a lot of people over the years want to go into ministry. They see what I do, and I don't know why they want to do this. But they want to do this. But you shouldn't desire the position of a pastor or a teacher just so you can get up in front of people and pontificate. Okay? That don't even sound very nice, does it? It's a real word. Anyway, so the point is, that's not what we want to do. Okay? Matter of fact, those who are in a teaching position whose words are used to convey thought and understanding, say that with me, will receive the greater condemnation. The way I teach you about the Scriptures, I will have a greater judgment at the judgment seat of Christ because of the way I have taught you. But this doesn't just carry weight with me. That's why, I mean, if you're a teacher in school, what are you teaching your kids? Well, I'm teaching what they're telling me to teach. You think that's going to get you off of the judgment seat of Christ if you're teaching crap? Did you hear me or not? Say. I mean, I don't know. Are we going to follow the Bible or not? Yes or no? Tough. I know. There's things. It's tough. It's not easy. It's not easy to be a teacher today, is it? Yes or no? Okay? But also in our homes and how we use our words and how we use our authority that God's given us. We're going to be judged for it. The more you speak, or I speak, the greater chance you will say something what? Do you know how many things I've said wrong in my life? Unbelievable. So, that just goes with the territory. So, it would be a good thing if I take care of how I talk to people. You hear me or not? And there's no excuse. We didn't have the best of week, Kim and I. Our house was flooded. Does that give me a right to cuss you out? Does that give me a right to come here today all upset and ill as a hornet and mean and just or whiny or crying the whole service? I've got a job to do. And we're going to teach the Word of God. Because this really matters. And, you know, I'm not saying I can't have emotions. I'm not saying you can't have emotions. But you're never going to get off the hook because of something that's happened to you the way you talk to people. Y'all hear me or not? Say. Are y'all with me so far? I worry about you. I really do. It's a very serious warning to me as a pastor, but it's great advice to how many of us? All of us. Amen? So keep going. Follow with me now. That was point one. You might say, I'm bored. Would you just watch your mouth? Here we go. Come on. Here we go. So my real voice. Let's keep reading the Scripture. For in many, we're trying to find favor is what we're trying to do here. Can I find some favor? And we're getting on it now. Here we go. For in many things we offend all. If any man or woman offend not in their words, the same is a perfect man or woman. That word perfect is the word mature.
If you can not offend people with your words, you, sir or ma'am, you're a mature person. That's what that says. And you're able to bridle your whole body. How many ever in your life, your mouth got you in trouble? Can I see some hands? Come on, don't you lie. My mouth got me in trouble. It was just your little mouth. How did it get your face beat in? How did it get you locked up in jail? You know, because the cops had rolled down the window to get out of your car, but you were a smart aleck. You hear me, yes or no? Words. Break up your home. Let's talk about it. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth. Why? So they can obey us. And we can turn that whole big horse around with that little old bit in his mouth. Behold, the ships, big ships, they're large. They're driven by big winds. Yet they're turned with a very small helm. What? Wherever that captain wants that boat to go with that little old thing in the back. That's crazy. We're trying to learn something. James is teaching us. You want favor? Say this out loud, but really important. The tongue is the steering wheel for your relationship with who? Others. Say it again. You're a little bit weak. But I'm on. I'll be all right with you if you get with the program. Here we go. The tongue is the what? Steering wheel for your relationships with others. I don't understand why I ain't got no friends. First thing I do is what you've been talking about. What you've been saying. How you've been talking to them. I don't know why my wife's mad at me. Do you hear what you said? Say. It's crazy. And then we think we can fix it. I'm sorry. It's bull. The mouth, the tongue, our words, the steering wheel of all relationships. Kim and I moved, when we first got married, we moved in the old town of Englewood, down on Winson. That's that road that takes you right to Indian Mound Park. I was there the other day, right before the storm, all hell broke loose, okay? So anyway, I was down there. Went by our old house, Kim. When she and I moved there, I don't know who it was, neighbors or somebody, told us, the lady next to you is crazy. Remember that, Kim? They said she was crazy. Okay? That's what we heard about her. She's crazy. We just moved there next to a crazy lady. You know what we did? We said hello to her. We had little talks with her, not much, little bit. Come to find out she's got an invalid husband. She takes care of him all the time. He's in a chair. We didn't even know she had nobody. Sometimes she'd bring him out, let him sit in the sunlight. We liked her. She liked us. She missed us when we moved. It's all about how we talk to her. We didn't go, hey, crazy lady. Or talk down to her. Or by not talking to her. Okay, there we are. We're just not going to talk to her. You know how rude that is? Yes or no? Say. And we wonder why we don't have favor with people. Yeah, I just don't like people. You don't want to do the will of God. That's your problem. God's heart beats people. God's heart beats people. Ba-thump, ba-thump, people, 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 people. And you're not in the will of God. You're not right with God if you're not going to use your mouth in a certain way to reach people. You hear me or not? Say, if you don't like that, this is my big mouth. But I think he's cheering me on right now. You hear me? Yes or no? So, it's the steering wheel of relationships. That was just a little story. Offending with your word shows what? Immaturity. You just figure that out. Whatever that is, in a marriage, with your children. Guys, I do it. I struggle. I'm not better than you. But I'm not going to have the favor with my family. I'm not going to have the favor with people. You're not going to have it unless we watch our mouth. Y'all hear me or not? Say, is this clear so far or not? Okay. There's a kind of maturity of speech which acts as a catalyst for growth and maturity in everything you do. Just as that bit, that horse can go this way, when we start to master the tongue, you'll be surprised. Things you've struggled with maybe your whole life, you start to get a grip on. You start to mature because you are working on the very thing that really controls everything. Okay? That's what James is saying. I wrote this the other day. I wrote the sermon, okay? And then Roger takes it and he sends it back to me 2 or 3 days later, all fancified. So I'm reading it yesterday and I'm sitting with Mitch because he's staying with us. We're both at a different place because our houses got water in them. So we're sitting together, and that's the good thing. I ain't sat with Mitch like this in the evening in years. That's my son right over there, and we're watching football. We watched the Miami game Friday night. We watched Alabama game, Georgia game last night, and ate like pigs. And I got this message from Raji, and I started just reviewing it again just to see how everything is. And I came across this, we don't want a leaky mouth. And I looked at Mitch and said, I wrote this, and I don't know what that means. And Mitch said, I said, I don't know. Maybe it's crazy. It don't sound right. Mitchell said, it sounds right to me. I said, what do you mean? He said, it's like somebody that won't shut up. They won't keep their mouth shut. He's like a drippy, blippy pop. Drip, 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 drip. He said, Dad, I like it. So we don't want a leaky mouth. Say that out loud. We don't want a what? Watch how we talk. And sometimes, I know you do this. I've done it. We do it sometimes. We might not say a lot. It's that little drip that got us. How many know what I'm talking about? That little drip. That little one. I mean, we were doing good and like, meh, meh. Is that the truth or not? How many of your parents about knocked you out because of one of them? That last little word you said, say yes or no. So we're trying to learn favor. That's what we're trying to do here. So don't be as the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit and a bridle. Why? Unless that sucker will come back on you. That's why you had that bit. But it ain't just that the horse is going to turn around and bite you, but you can't get the horse to do what the horse needs to do. If it's a horse that likes you, that horse, it ain't going to ride for you. He's going to want to get over there and have his nose on your face. We got to go, horse. No, he just wants love. Well, then you got to put that bit in his mouth and make him go where he's going to go. And that's what the tongue can help you go where you need to go. And God will bless you as you submit your mouth to Him. Are y'all hearing me? Is this too above our heads today? Good. A whip for the horse. A bridle for the ass. Now that's a donkey. That's why I like the King James Version. It has cuss words. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. That's terrible. It's terrible. Anyway, and a rod for the fool's back. So we have a choice. We have a choice. We could bridle that tongue and work on that tongue, or we could do it this way, the hard way. And God, that's not God's favor. That's God and man's justice and judgment. And we don't want it that way. That's not God's will. So, a small bit in a horse's mouth can control and direct that very large animal. We've already talked about that. A small rudder controls the direction of a huge ship. So what's going to control my life? The tongue. The tongue, though small compared to your head. How much time do we spend on our face? Oh, look how good I look. Don't give any time for our tongue. Well, I brush my teeth. Some people can scratch your tongue. How about when you brush your teeth, you think about how you talk? You ought to start doing that instead of saying your ABCs. You ought to start quoting the book of James. Might be a different person. Or we spend time on our arms. Our legs. Or as you've noticed lately, I haven't given much care to my belly. But anyway, I'm just saying, none of those play a big controlling part in my life. What does? The tongue. Y'all hear me or not? So, let's keep going. All right, how you use it, what you say is going to have more to do with directing your relationships with others, your successes and pitfalls in life, than anything else. You go in for a job interview. You go in for a job interview. My hair looks good. Look at my hair. I used to have it. Okay? You dressed right. I'm not saying don't try to do those things. But if it's a real interview, they're going to want to hear about you. And they want to find out how you talk. Especially if it's a place of leadership. I don't want some leader with me that's going to screw up everything I'm working to do. You hear me? And God certainly doesn't want us to screw up His plans. Because He loves people. And they matter. We're not going to have favor with them unless we work on this. Even so, the tongue is a little member. Look at these scriptures. We're just reading. It boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire like the tongue can kindle. The tongue is a fire. It's a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body. It set on fire the course of nature. The tongue is set on fire of hell. That's some strong stuff. Isn't that some strong talk in the Bible? Does it sound like God's playing here? No. For every kind of beast, birds, serpents, things in the sea, did you know you can tame a lot of them? You can, if you take time, you can tame to a certain extent some little creatures. But look at this. The tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil. It's full of deadly poison. And it exists right in your mouth. You want the favor of God and bypass your tongue? You're not having it. The way we talk to people. You have no right, I have no right to speak disrespectfully to people. Do you hear me? Yes or no? No right. Yeah, but this happened. No right. Not if you want the favor of God. Now, if you want your way, if you want to get a free meal or get some money back or something, I guess you can just blast them. But you do not have the favor of God. It's phony favor. Something you made up. This is God's way. How you doing? It's His phone right there. Tell Him hello. Let me talk to Him. Yeah, I love you. You know I love you, right? You're always joking with people. Joke's on you. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. So let's see what number three is. Let's go. Come on. Words can what? Say it out loud. Words can what? Is that true or false? I didn't know the Bible was true. I thought it was a fairy tale, made up stuff. No, the Bible's the Word of the living God. It's about time most of us caught up with it, okay? Keep looking. Keep looking. Push me. Here we go. The tongue is little, but it's what? It's dangerous. I mean, I'm talking like we're in elementary school here, right? You'd think we'd learn by now. Listen, it is fire. That's what the tongue is. It'll burn down friendships. Yes or no? It'll burn down a marriage. Number one thing, that's got to be it. It'll burn down families that don't talk to one another. They don't care. You know, I'm a Christian. I don't know why my family don't talk to me. I bet you had something to do with it. You know what I'm saying? We've become Christians and we get so high and mighty sometimes. Like we're God's gift, we're Billy Graham's or something. Our families are family. They deserve our respect and how we talk to them. You hear me? And you might say, Gary, then how do we do it? It's so hard. How can I even do it? Well, the secret is this. Here's the secret. The secret is you humbling yourself. Here's the secret. And you allowing God the Holy Spirit to come and fill you up. And He wants to fill you up with His love. Love. Did you hear me, yes or no? But I want to flop. I want to talk in tongues. See? God is love. God ain't talking in tongues. God is love. That's who God is. Did you hear me, yes or no? In the book of Acts, when they spoke in other languages and things, it was to tell people about God's love. God wants to crawl up in you and you speak plain English or whatever dialect you got, and you allow Him to love through you with words. Y'all hear me? This is the favor of God. It'll burn down a family. Ooh, look at this one. It'll burn down a what? How many ever were in a church where there was gossip and people running their stinking mouths? Can I see some hands? Come on, don't lie. We don't like it here. I can't stand it here. If you do it, you have zero favor with me. You hear me? I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about anybody. That's crazy. Yes or no, amen? But I got the favor. No, you don't. Keep looking. Though little the tongue will destroy the whole body. That's what James is saying. An ungodly man digs up evil. His lips are like a fire, man. Satan wants you to use your tongue to burn people up. We're learning. God wants you to grow in grace. He wants you to use your tongue, your words to encourage and do what? To bless people. He wants you to build people up, not what? Tear people down. It should be common sense. They've sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is underneath their lips. This is us. That ain't talking about somebody else. That's what's in our mouth. Tongue like a snake. Poison. How many wants to say with a lifted hand, Pastor Gary, that was me. I have used my mouth to hurt relationships, to hurt things in my life. There have been times I absolutely did that. Would anybody want to confess with me this morning? Isn't it the truth? We can't have the favor of God being like this, guys. All right. Words can kill. They burn. They cut. They what? And then we get mad at them because we said certain things and they don't forgive us. See, they're not very forgiving. You don't deserve forgiveness. You hear me or not? People have a right. People have a right to express how you've treated them. You hear me or not? Say. And they have a right to their feelings. Oh, I shouldn't feel that way. Yeah, you should. That's what they said. Tough. Is this tough or not? I thought we was going to have a nice comforting storm message. No. How about instead of worrying so much about what you can do who somebody's house is underwater? Which is nice. That's really nice. But you know what would be greater? Start talking to people in love. There's plenty of them out there. There are a lot of people that need us to do that. Amen? And it needs to start right at home. I'm going to say something. It doesn't sound like Jesus when our tongue's out of control. Last night, Abby went to homecoming. How you doing, Abby? I have a 16-year-old. That's Abby. And I've got a 13-year-old. I, of course, have some older young'uns, of course, much older. But Abby went to homecoming last night, which I wasn't very happy about, Abby. But you're growing up. You're growing up. That's why we don't like it, right? So, mom takes her here to the church to get some pictures. And I guess that went pretty good, right, Abby? And then mom takes her over to the high school for the homecoming. And she had a friend that she was homecoming to. Is that correct? Okay. And so then it was going to be late picking her up. And I don't want mom going out late like that by herself anyway. And I wanted to be a little part of your homecoming, Abby, even though I didn't like it, okay? So anyway, so about 10:45 last night, we go pick Abby up at the school. And I was with Kim in the car. And our house had been flooded. And Kim worked like a dog. That was her home. Getting what she could. You know, and washing clothes. Washing machine ain't stopped at the other place. I mean, just washing, 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 trying to get it where the kids' clothes and our clothes, they'll be good if you can get them washed.
And Kim's been doing that. She's been working. She's got some pain that she's been dealing with. Anyway, she's hurting. But she works and she works and she works. And she keeps a good attitude when mine ain't good sometimes. And I'm with her last night on the way to get Abby. And on purpose told her how amazing she is. How she's the best wife. That I love her. That she's just really incredible. How she does what she does. And I ain't talking about what she does here, putting on that big thing. I'm just talking about what we went through this week. But I on purpose used my words to try to communicate to my wife how much she means to me. And how I used the word proud last night. I am proud of you. I'm proud to stand before these people or any people and say, you're my wife. You got that? And you matter big time to my heart. Now here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. I said all that when I was going to get you from homecoming. Which I wasn't even happy about. No, I'm just playing. I'm glad you went. But anyway, I'm just saying, we can use our words. We can use our words to build somebody up. And I don't always do it. Sometimes I've used my words to tear her down. That's because my tongue is like the tongue of a serpent. That's what it says in the Bible. And it's poisonous. So I've got to, like we all do, if I want favor, that means I've got to work on that. Yes or no? Are y'all hearing me? Okay, good. Almost done. Therewith bless we God, even the Father. Therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. Brothers and sisters, these things ought not so to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same time sweet water and bitter? It don't. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? No. Either a vine figs. So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? It ain't happening. We're not going to have favor with God if we keep fooling around like this. Got it or no? You're not going to have the favor of God, and you're not going to have the favor of people. You're not going to have the favor of your wife. You're not going to have the favor of your husband. You're not going to have the favor of your children. You're not going to have the favor at work. You're not going to have your favorite friends. No matter where you go, you're not going to have the... This is the key. Say that out loud. This is the what? I thought if I just gave money to the church, I'll keep money, I'll get the favor of God. I'll read my Bible more, get the favor of God. You think you can fool him like that? When Jesus died for people, I think how we treat people is umaro uno. Well, he's umaro uno. Love the Lord your God with all heart, soul, mind, strength. And love you who? Neighbor. This is huge. So number four. What's the fourth point? Say it with me. The hypocrisy of the tongue. Now we're flying through the end now. Here we go. We go, Roger, we're like a plane. Here we go. We bless God and curse men out of the same mouth. Come on. Man is made in the likeness and image of God. That's what we see in Genesis 1. God said, let us make man our own image and our own likeness. And that's how he created us. Keep going. Water can't be bitter and sweet at the same time. It can't be. Talk about somebody, I love you. Talk about somebody, sorry. I like saying sorry. I think it's good to try to let people know that. But buddy, you got to get it. That's immature if we keep doing that. That's immature, 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 immature if we can't get a grip. Okay? There's no favor there. Do the math. Neither can a Christian that's truly controlled by the Spirit. You cannot say you're a Christian controlled by... I'm not saying you're not a Christian, but I'm saying you're not a Christian controlled by the Spirit. And I'm not a Christian controlled by the Spirit when my mouth is leaky. Got it? My real voice. This is reality. This is reality. James 3:13. Is the Bible boring you to tears today? Nice. Thank you. Here we go. Who's a wise man among you and a dude with knowledge among you? Let him or her show out of a good conversation his works. What? Yeah, out of a good conversation with meekness and wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not. Don't lie against the truth. This wisdom descends from not from above, but it's earthly, it's sensual. Look at this next word. It's what? Devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is what? Confusion and every evil work. We're almost done. But the wisdom that's from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. It's full of mercy, good fruits without partiality, and it's without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace to them that make peace. We're done. Here we go. Are we all right? We've been talking about favor. How do I have favor with God and people? Well, we looked at several things in this series, but this is a humdinger today. Okay? How we talk is how we've got to work at how we talk if we want to have the favor of God and we want to have the favor of people. Got it? And this idea of talking is not like our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be. Listen. No, He hears every word we say. He knows how we talk to people. When we talk to people, He is happy with us or He's displeased with us. Okay? And He's not going to reward us with favor if we're running our mouth. He's just, that's not going to happen. You just need to know it. You might know this already if you do good. The real wisdom of the tongue, we're done. We're wrapping it right now. Here it is. The real wisdom of the tongue. Here's a wise man. All right, here we go. Good conversation. Good words. And our words are meekness. The word meek means strength under control. So that means controlling our mouth. Got it? Guarding our words. But we can't just shut up. Because we've got to use those words to help people and bless people. Okay? A foolish man. Foolish man. We're rapping. Go ahead. Foolish man. Thinks he's wise. What? I said that? Why'd you take it that way? Do we think we're so smart? Bitterness, though. There's envy there. There's strife. It's like grating paper. Grate. These kinds of words, what did James call them? What? That's not good, is it? Use real godly wisdom in your words. You might say, Gary, then what does it look like? What does it look like to have a mouth that is going to have the favor of God? And it's real simple. It's right here. I'm not saying it's easy. But we know what it is. Here it is. Here's what our words should be. Here they are. Say them out loud with me, please. Here we go. They should be what? Pure. Hang on. Next one. Peaceable. Gentle. Our words should be what? Approachable. Compassionate. Our words should be what? Productive. Our words should be what? Unbiased. And our words should be what? Just look at that. Look at that right there. I want you to see it again. I want favor, Pastor Gary. I don't know why people don't talk to me. I don't know why people don't like me. I feel like God's picking on me. All right. How are your words? How are your words? That's my question. Are they pure? Are they peaceable? How you come across to people? Hard as nails or gentle? Are your words entreating? Can people approach you as you talk to them? Yes or no? Compassionate? That's the word love. Are your words loving? Are they productive? That's where we get in a lot of trouble right there. Why you even say it? Or you play it on your phone and write. I don't write emails to people. I never write things like negative or fight with people over the phone. You're a foolish person. It's not. It's not I'm better than you. I know how stupid I am. And it's going to be written down for other people to see. Amen. Come on. Oh, are my words unbiased? That's tough right there. Are we prejudiced? Are we partial with our words to somebody, but and then we treat somebody else different? You get it or not? and our words sincere. Did you know people know when you're faking it? How many feel like you got beat up after a storm? I mean, you went through a hurricane and then you came to church and it was worse. Let's thank the Lord for His word. Come on, come on. I think we helped each other. Come on, baby.